Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Randy Weiss. The last role you had, the executive vice president with Diversify. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp. It's a beautiful fall day here in New England.
You're in a beautiful place in Martha's Vineyard, and you're hanging out with your wife, Peggy. We'll get to some of that in just a minute. The reason I wanted to talk to you is Diversify ran an ad in the October issue of Floor Focus, and it was a happy retirement ad. They had a picture of you, and they were saying, have a great retirement. So I thought we'd pivot off of that. Before we get in some of these details, let me real quick remind my listeners, you're best known for being the founder of R.D. Weiss, which you ran for roughly 31 years. Prior to that, you spent almost 20 years with Bristol-Myers Squibb in a big corporate job. And while you were running R.D. Weiss, you also were the chairman of Starnet at some pivotal times there. So you've been a corporate guy, and then you went into entrepreneurial, and then spent the last 2 years at Diversify back in a corporate job, right?
That's right, Kemp. Thanks for reminding our listeners that I worked for 50 years. I have to add, I started very young. I actually started my professional career when I was in college. And then I probably stayed too long on the back end, but I was having so much fun at Diversify and wanted to make sure that the many things we had worked on were in good shape when I decided to finally leave.
Well, I think Jordan Zimajewski was wise to appoint you as kind of the integrator as he was going through this role of bringing in all these companies and trying to fulfill his vision. So that's been a lot of travel for you in the last couple of years, hasn't it?
It has been. I don't know if Jordan will be listening to this. While officially I wasn't an integrator, I did a lot of things along the way to help new people that came in get comfortable, feel comfortable, understand the landscape of the company. And I've always felt that one should work beyond what their job description is and just do what they can to help people.
So as you look back on this 50 years, what are some of the reflections that you might want to share with our listeners?
The first big one is you got to plan for the end, because there will be an end, and it'll be sooner for some and later for others. Also, you never stop learning, and you're never the smartest guy in the room. There's always something to learn from your colleagues, whether they're coworkers or other industry people. You know, for me, it's been 50 years of learning. I hope I've given back some knowledge along the way as well. You need to keep your ears open at all times and not discount anything that comes along.
You and I were talking recently about Tom Sullivan coming back in with Lumber Liquidators. What's some of your thoughts on that?
Well, a couple things. You know, Tom did a great job growing that company from nothing, I believe, in 1996. He never forgot the business he was in, which was selling discounted flooring, lumber, and other things. I think as they grew, they tried to take some large company steps, like they rebranded, which is always risky. Obviously, they got caught in a slowdown in residential construction. They got caught in a pandemic. There were some things there at the end that probably really hurt them. But I do know from folks I know that have worked at Lumber Liquidators, they're thrilled to have an entrepreneur at the helm, somebody that really understands their business, and more than anything, has the passion. So I hope it all works out for these guys, because they have fire in the belly.
You know, one of the things that I'd like to comment, Randy, especially at this kind of pivotal time, I don't think we've heard the last from you, which is good, but I do want to point out that in those years when you were running Starnet and I was in the early stages of running Floor Focus, you kind of adopted me and spent some time with me, and you're a thinker, kind of a calming personality, but yet still passionate and analytical. You spent long hours analyzing things and coming up with some of the right conclusions. So I think you've been a huge contributor to this business, and we're all going to miss you and hope this isn't the end of it.
Well, I appreciate that, Kemp. That time during the Starnet chairmanship era was a much more difficult time, because we were in that 08-09 time frame when the financial industry was really retracting. I know my wife Peggy many times said to me, this is the worst time for you to have energy going on that doesn't benefit you directly. And somehow, some way, I got through it. We all got through it. And I didn't get through it alone. I had a great board at Starnet that helped in every way possible to survive.
All right. So Peggy, as I mentioned already, and you have settled in Martha's Vineyard. She's healing from knee surgery. What are you guys going to do when she gets to be 100%?
Well, for 50 years, I didn't do a great job of planning vacations or planning things at home at all. And we've got a backlog of places to go, people to see, things to do. We were in North Carolina last week visiting family there and some friends in the Charlotte area. I expect we'll do more of that as time goes on, but we're still newbies to where we're living. So we're taking full advantage of learning the neighborhood, so to speak, and meeting new people and trying to develop a passion, hopefully that equals the flooring business.
All right, let me just add one more thing you're doing that I think is really neat is you're driving an Uber. And you've picked up some really sharp people. I know most people know Martha's Vineyard residents are. I don't think you've carried Obama anywhere yet, but you're picking up some of the industry leaders and carting them to the airport, aren't you?
I have. Thanks for bringing that up. I'm sure the listeners will think I've lost my mind. In 2023, I took 185 Uber trips as a passenger. And kind of as a joke, I said when I retired, I was going to drive Uber. I drive a few days a week, half a day. To your point, I've met some really, really interesting people. I've actually met a very senior person in the flooring industry who I'll hold on to that for a while. But actors and carpenters and people from all walks of life. It's been a lot of fun. Gives me a purpose about 4 hours a day and coming into our off season now. So I don't think it's going to be a big thing for me, but it's been a lot of fun. I'm glad I did it.
All right, Randy, well, it's great to catch up with you, and I'm hoping that I'm going to hear from you again. Sometimes you'll call, and we just throw around ideas. I hope you'll continue to do that.
Well, as I told you earlier, Kemp, I have a routine when I get up in the morning. One of my routines is go into Floor Daily and see what the news of the day is, so I'll continue with that at the minimum.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Again, been talking to Randy Weiss, an industry veteran who spent the last 35 years in the flooring industry. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.